Nicole Kidman iku sawijining aktris.
Nicole Kidman is an actress.
Dheweke pengin dadi pegulat.
She wants to be a wrestler.
Iku nyeneng kanggo nyoba tampilan anyar.
It is fun to try new looks.
Dino iki, dheweke duwe kostum.
Today, she has a costume.
Kostum iku padhang lan warna-warni.
The costume is bright and colorful.
Dheweke nyalehake iku ing.
She puts it on.
Dheweke ndelok ing cermin.
She looks in the mirror.
Wow. Dheweke tresno marang iku.
Wow, she loves it.
Dheweke ngrasakake kuat lan kuat.
She feels strong and powerful.
Tim wis siap kanggo motret.
The team is ready to film.
Nicole seneng kanggo miwiti.
Nicole is excited to start.
Iki ya iku dino sing apik.
This is a great day.
Ono-ono gandene woh ricik ing toko.
There was a shortage of rice in the stores.
Wong-wong kuat prihatin babagan rego sewu.
People were worried about the prices of rice.
Siji dino, pamarintah ngumumake pasokan beras darurat.
One day, the government announced emergency rice supplies.
Iki nggawe wong-wong aran seneng lan legangan.
This made people feel happy and relieved.
Toko-toko nampa beras kanthi cepet.
The stores received the rice quickly.
Iki mbantu kanggo ngurangi rego beras.
This helped to lower the prices of rice.
Sadurunge, beras kasedia ing endi wae.
Soon, rice was available everywhere.
Wong-wong bisa tuku beras tanpa masalah.
People could buy rice without problems.
Saben wong padha syukur kanggo pasokan beras.
Everyone was thankful for the rice supply.
Regane-regane dahar.
The prices of rice were low again.
Kulawarga bisa mbayar kanggo tuku beras maneh.
Families could afford to buy rice once more.
Komunitas iku seneng karo pasokan beras.
The community was happy with the rice supplies.
Pasokan beras bantu wong akeh.
Rice supply helped the people a lot.
Valencia muter pertandingan nglawan Sevilla pungkasan setu.
Valencia played a match against Sevilla last Saturday.
Stadion iki kebak penuh penggemar sing semangat.
The stadium was full of excited fans.
Wasit jujur bleu semprun kanggo miwiti game.
The referee blew the whistle to start the game.
Valencia njupuk kontrol pertandingan kanthi cepet.
Valencia took control of the match quickly.
Dheweke nggolake gol pisanan ing menit 15.
They scored their first goal in the 15th minute.
Sevilla nyoba kanggo ngimbangi nanging gagal.
Sevilla tried to equalize but failed.
Valencia mbela kuat banget nalika setengah kaloro.
Valencia defended strongly during the second half.
Suara peluit pungkasan muni, lan Valencia menang maneh.
The final whistle blew, and Valencia won again.
Kabeh penggemar nyoraki kanthi banter kanggo tim dheweke.
All the fans cheered loudly for their team.
Valencia ngrayakake kemenangan kanthi kabungahan.
Valencia celebrated their victory with joy.
Stadion kasebut kebak penggemar sing sabar ngenteni pertandingan miwiti.
The stadium was filled with fans eagerly waiting for the match to begin.
Kalih tim duwe barisan sing kuat, janjeni dolanan sing intens.
Both teams had strong lineups, promising an intense game.
Nalika swara wis dianget, suasana dadi elektrik karo semangat.
As the whistle blew, the atmosphere became electric with excitement.
Ivory Coast miwiwi kuat, mendorong maju kanthi serangan agresif.
Ivory Coast started strong, pushing forward with aggressive attacks.
Senegal balik kanthi cepet, nampilake kekuatan taktisane.
Senegal countered swiftly, showing their tactical prowess.
Setengah pisan kasebut kebak kanthi momen thrilling lan telpon cedhak.
The first half was packed with thrilling moments and close calls.
Nalika tim-tim mlebu setengah wektu, skor isih imbang ing 0-0.
As the teams headed into halftime, the score was still tied at 0-0.
Ing separuh kaping pisan, loro tim ngembangake upaya kanggo kamenangan.
In the second half, both teams increased their efforts for victory.
Pertandingan kasebut dadi luwih nyenengake nalika wektu mlaku.
The match became even more thrilling as time went on.
Karo munggah iku 10 menit sing isih ana, ketegangan kasebut bisa dirasakake.
With just 10 minutes remaining, the tension was palpable.
Suara final nglumpuk, lan loro tim nuduhake olahraga sing gedhe.
The final whistle blew, and both teams showed great sportsmanship.
Ing pungkasane, pertandingan rampung ing draw, ninggalake kabeh bangga.
In the end, the match ended in a draw, leaving everyone proud.
Ing jaman modern, intelijen buatan wis nyelipake awake dhewe, menyang kain banget saka urip saben dina kita.
In the modern age, artificial intelligence has woven itself into the very fabric of our daily lives.
Minangka ayane saya nglaku, masyarakat berjuang karo dilema etika sing asring katon ora bisa diatasi.
As its presence expands, society grapples with ethical dilemmas that often seem insurmountable.
Masalah kerahasiaan, bias, lan tanggung jawab muncul kanthi teratur ing diskusi sing ngubengi teknologi AI.
Issues of confidentiality, bias, and accountability arise regularly in discussions surrounding AI technologies.
Kemajuan mesin sinau sing cepet ngetokake rasa loro semangat lan rasa was-was.
The rapid advancement of machine learning evokes a sense of both excitement and trepidation.
Para pembuatan kebijakan ngadepi tantangan sing gegirisi kanggo ngatur teknologi iki tanpa ngadegake inovasi.
Policymakers face the daunting challenge of regulating these technologies without stifling innovation.
Kerangka etika sing diterapake kudu dadi loro-lorone kuat lan bisa gampang disesuaikan karo kahanan sing berkembang.
The ethical frameworks implemented must be both robust and adaptable to evolving circumstances.
Mula, pendekatan interdisipliner iku wigati kanggo ngatasi masalah kompleks iki.
Consequently, an interdisciplinary approach is essential to address these multifaceted issues.
Pendidikan, minangka, duweni peran penting kanggo mbentuk kesadaran etis ing panggunaan teknologi.
Education, therefore, plays a pivotal role in shaping ethical awareness in technology deployment.
Meleksan dialog antara teknolog, etika, lan masyarakat sing luwih amba iku penting kanggo tata pemerintahan sing efektif.
Facilitating a dialogue between technologists, ethicists, and the broader society is crucial to effective governance.
Perjalanan menyang AI etis iku rumit, merlokake kolaborasi ing saindenging macem-macem disiplin.
The journey towards ethical AI is intricate, requiring collaboration across various disciplines.
Sabals, ngumpuk kabudayan etika mindfulness, bisa nyambungake jarak antar manungsa lan teknologi.
Ultimately, fostering a culture of ethical mindfulness can bridge the gap between humanity and technology.
Haruka Fukuhara ngumbarake acara umum kanthi keanggunan sing ora ana duwee.
Haruka Fukuhara graced the public event with an unparalleled elegance.
Gunakake gaun sing nyenengake, sing gawe penasaran para penonton, dheweke netepake standar anyar kanggo kemampuan sartorial.
Dressed in a stunning gown that dazzled onlookers, she set a new standard for sartorial prowess.
Pilihan warna-warnae nuduhak pangerten sing rumit babagan tren-tren saiki.
Her choice of colors reflected a sophisticated understanding of current trends.
Nalika dheweke mlaku ing karpet abang, kilatan kamera madangi saben gerakan anggunnya.
As she walked the red carpet, the camera flashes illuminated her every graceful move.
Kritikus mode muji-pujian kemampuan dheweke kanggo nyampur elemen tradisional karo gaya kontemporer.
Fashion critics praised her ability to blend traditional elements with contemporary flair.
Ingela iki, dheweke ora mung ngetokake gaya pribadine, nanging uga mengaruhi para penggoya fashion.
In doing so, she not only showcased her personal style but also influenced aspiring fashionistas.
Liwan cara unik, dheweke nyungginice ing jagat mode sing tansah berkembang.
Through her unique approach, she carved a niche in the ever-evolving world of fashion.
Ing kesimpulan, Haruka Fukuhara ora mung ngetokake elegance, nanging uga nginspirasi generasi anyar desainer.
In conclusion, Haruka Fukuhara not only exemplifies elegance but also inspires a new generation of designers.